Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hey, personal yogis, this is Carolina Herrera Flores, author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and Your Wellness Core Secrets, a yogi's guide for caregivers and busy yogi professionals. I'm super excited bringing you another superstar guest. And I see that you've all been enjoying all of these conversations as much as we have. And today we have with us Brandi Thunberg. She is the CEO and founder of Sunshine Transformations. Hey, how are you, Brandi?
I'm great, Carolina. Thank you so much for having me on. I feel so honored and I'm so excited to do this with you. This is going to be great.
Yes, we're super excited to have you here, and we want to know all about you. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where do you come from? What are you into? What are your books?
So I'm originally from Jersey, but I now live in Central Florida. I am a double certified health coach. So what I get to do is I get to meet my clients where they're at and get them to where they want to be on their health journey, which is super rewarding and super cool. And then I am so excited and still shocked that my book is being edited as we speak.
Nice.
So it's The Keys to a High Performance Lifestyle. I just had a chance to shoot the cover out in Arizona a couple weeks ago. So everything's coming together. And what that is it's actually a collection of my experience and tips and tricks to help people create their own sustainable, healthy lifestyle. And that came about, I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. When I was younger, I was sick a lot. You know, at the age of 17, I actually had an ulcer. And, by the age of 21, I had this like dark cloud hanging over me. But I had no reason to be down or sad. I was engaged. I had all these companies looking for me to work there when I graduated. Like, there was amazing things happening. And, you know, I kept reaching out to all of these professionals, medical professionals, to help me, and I wasn't getting any help. And the last one actually laughed at me. You know, yeah, that's that was my eye opener. Like, I almost want to go back and thank him for that. As silly as it sounds, not at the moment, you know, when it happened, I was not very thankful, but I left there understanding that I had to be my biggest advocate and I had to take control of my health.
Yeah. So many times we're told what to do, but it's very general. And so you need someone to take your hand and explain how things are done. And that's great that you're doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
What is a double certified health coach?
Okay, so I went to IIN, it's the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. It is like the top health coaching school in the world. And I finished that program and I just love learning. I actually also have 19 years of teaching experience as well under my belt, which is super cool. So I love just the whole educational environment. Mm-hmm. And when I finished that program, I kind of wanted to just keep going. I didn't necessarily need it. IIN had provided me all the tools, but then I went ahead to the Dr. Steers Wellness Institute, which is another top program, and received their health coach certification as well. And both programs are a little bit different. One's a little more science oriented and one's a little more holistic, whole body. So being able to put those together and then bring in my experience on how to teach people and different learning styles and what people respond to, being able to bring that all together, I really think is what helps me to be the coach that I'm able to be.
Nice. Wow. That's amazing. So you were sick. You were tired of always being sick. You reached out for help and what women weren't getting the answers that you needed. So you took all of your experience and then you started applying it to yourself. What can you tell us about change and transformation? What's the difference there for you, Brandy?
So you really have to understand where you're at and what has gotten you to where you are. And then be ready to do the work to make the change. And that's where things get a little tough for people. You know, I didn't get in the situation I was in overnight. It had been years upon years building up. And I find the same thing with my clients. They didn't end up where they are with their health and wellness, you know, in 2 weeks. So you have to be able to get your mind in the right place and be patient with yourself, because to get that true transformation, you're going to have to take some of those habits that you have and really change them, but change them in a way that it becomes natural. And it doesn't need, none of this needs to be like painful or something that you dread. It really should be something that you start to embrace, so it becomes part of who you are. Something as simple as, you know, like brushing your teeth, so that adding movement into your day becomes that simple. You know, just like you with your yoga, you want people to bring that into their life daily, and being able to do that creates so many benefits. So getting people to see that and understanding that getting those choices to create the habits and the actions, and being able to do that in a way to where it's not overwhelming, but it becomes realistic and it becomes sustainable.
Yeah.
Like you can't expect to change your health in 2 weeks when you've spent 20 years getting to where you are. But if you can start taking little bits at it, then things can really happen. And with my program, I focus on four things, because to me, you need all four of these to truly say you have a sustainable, healthy lifestyle. And that's mindset, self-care, nourishment, and movement. Mm-hmm. And to me, being able to put those four together is a key. But with the movement piece, it needs to be something that you like look forward to. Nobody said movement has to stink. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a runner. People, either you love running or you hate running. I've never found someone that's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't like it, don't do it. There's so many other things that work. And a lot of my clients, yoga really resonates with them. And I know that it's been so integral for me as well with my journey. So I'm so excited about what you do. And it's it's so neat to share that and open people up to that kind of thing.
Lots of times we think there are so many things that we have to do to get better at something, when all we really need to do is take some time for ourselves, like with some self-care and nourishment and all that, and just slow down and enjoy the process. And so yoga 10 minutes a day does bring you a lot of that, those opportunities. Now, the big trick with that is actually slowing down, because it's so difficult. So nowadays, yes. You know, it's we're go, go, go.
Yeah.
And if
it's
we
not
are
part of our culture, our culture is all about how quick, how fast.
Yeah. And if we're
get gratification.
Yeah. And also if we're runners and if we're hikers, we like to be out there, you know, and
yes.
So it's one of those things that it's a challenge that has been posed for all of us to carve out some minutes and figure out how we're gonna take care of our muscles and our bodies and our minds and our spirits so that we can all function properly, right?
Absolutely.
And we're both health nuts, and so we have to figure out too where health nuts becomes a little bit nuts, you know. You can't
yes.
You can't be measuring 10 minutes every hour or something like that, because that's a little crazy, you know. But so you have to figure out what balance is for you and all that. What can you tell us about that? What kind of balance are you aiming for?
Well, and that's a lot of what I work on with my clients, because what works for me and what works for you isn't necessarily going to work for somebody else. So it's really exploring what balance truly looks like to each individual. So for me, I know that I need to get a little bit of all of those things in every day. And I know that what I put in my body, what I nourish my body with, affects me in so many ways. I don't like the way I feel when I eat certain things, so I no longer want to eat them. And being able to just be mindful of that, it creates an environment where I want to spend time to cook my meal because I know how that's going to make me feel. And it's getting people to see what works for them so that they can start carving that time out. And it doesn't feel overwhelming or a chore. All of a sudden, it's something you're like, no, I need to do this for me. And being able to take 15 minutes in the morning to just meditate and sit quiet and enjoy the quiet of the morning and that energy is so integral for me to start my day. And there's a huge difference for me. If I don't start my day that way, I feel like my day is so rushed and that I'm not present enough. Once you start to see those things working, all of a sudden that becomes precious time. And it's things that go in your calendar and your daily schedule first. Mm-hmm. And then you have everything else start to work around that. You know, and that it takes time to get there, but really a lot of it is listening to you, listening to yourself. And mm-hmm. we don't do that a lot, because not everybody knows how. We're not taught how to do that. Yeah. We're just taught to be so available for everybody else. And, you know, we've got to give for this person and do that and be at this job at this time doing these tasks, that we lose sight sometimes of what works for us. And it's just getting back to that. And then the balance comes when you just start to listen.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, everybody, we have Brandy Thunberg with us, and you can find her at sunshinetransformations.com or her Facebook page, facebook.com/sunshinetransformations. She is also on Instagram, Sunshine Transformations. And I've been, you know, so happy to bring you online and on our podcast. And I'm sure all of our listeners are also gonna love what you have to say. And so they'll be looking for you. And I'm super excited that you've taken this time to connect with us. So thank you so much, Brandy. And because we are in that time of the year where we have to be thankful, what is the one thing that you're super thankful for and that you want to leave 2019 and start 2020 with?
What am I super thankful for? Oh my goodness, I could do a whole other
list.
I'm really thankful for where I am. I'm thankful for the journey that I've been on, because now I'm able to help others with their journey. And there's something so amazingly rewarding about helping someone begin to take ownership of their health. You know, they say without health, you don't have anything. And that's the truth. When you don't feel good, you can't look, perform, you can't do things at your best. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that I'm in a position to be able to help people do that. It has led me to meeting incredible people like you. this journey's just been amazing. So I'm really excited to ring in the new year. I feel like 2020 is going to be amazing. And I hope that there's so many more people out there that feel that too.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Cheers to a brand new year.
Yes. Yay.
Yay. Happy New Year. We're ahead of ourselves, but yeah, that's super exciting. Well, I'm super glad that we've connected and here we are sharing everything about change and transformation and being healthy and doing yoga. And please connect with us. Thank you everyone for watching and stay tuned for more. Namaste.